Brilliance Audio presents
Love Me Forever by Joanna Lindsay. 1.
Lachlan, are you still alive, mon?
It was doubtful. It wasn't even desirable at the moment. Though the pain of his wound was more annoying than hurtful, Lachlan McGregor lay there losing his lifeblood to the sod. He realized it was his pride that had taken the killing blow. That the Laird of Clan MacGregor had been reduced to joining the ranks of common reavers was bad enough. That he'd been stupid enough to get wounded in the process.
Lachlan!
The persistent inquiry came again from his clansman.
Faith, if I'm no dead, I should be. So dinna be thinking of carting my body home for burying, Ranald. You'll be leaving it here to rot as it deserves.
A chuckle came from his other side.
Didn't I tell you not to worry, Ranald?
Gilleonan MacGregor said.
It'll take more than a wee lead ball from a Sassenach pistol to hurt this great hulk of a body.
Lachlan responded with a snort. Ranald, who'd been prodding him for signs of life, sighed now.
Aye, and I knew that,
Ranald said, with an odd mixture of boast and relief.
'Twas worrying about getting him back on his horse that I was doing. If he canna manage it hisself, then he will be rotten here, 'cause we surely canna lift him, even with both of us trying.
Och, now, I dinna see a problem in that. I remember lighting a fire near his big feet once when he was a young'un. Amazing how a mon as big as the MacGregor will move real quick-like when...
Lachlan growled low, remembering that time well enough himself. Gilleonan chuckled again. Ranald clicked his tongue and said in all seriousness,
I wouldna be trying that, cousin. A fire would alert those Sassenach to where we are, if they be foolish enough to still be looking for us.
True, and a fire wouldn't have been necessary if our laird had waited till we got ourselves home to be falling off his blasted horse.